Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, we talked about it on the show this month, actually, a new study out of the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research finding that over 40% of Americans ages 50 and older have chosen to delay their retirement because of the Great Recession. Well, my next guest says that many of them can consider a phased retirement to help lighten the workload. Bill Losey is a certified retirement advisor and financial planner, the former resident retirement expert on CNBC's On the Money, and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Bill, thank you so much for joining us here on WILS.
Oh, my pleasure, Michael.
So with this financial meltdown that occurred during the recent recession, the question really is, how did 60% of Americans 50 and older manage to avoid having to delay their retirement?
Well, bottom line is those are people that were either right on the verge of it or they've done a very good job of financial planning. You always hear the horror stories in the media and on the TV news. There's an old news saying that if it bleeds, it leads in the news. But there are a lot of folks that have done a very good job. I mean, a lot of my clients, for example, are people that have, been employed for 30 or 40 or 50 years. They've been diligent savers for all of those decades, always putting money into their 401k or 403b. And it's not uncommon for those types of folks who've been diligent savers for their entire life to walk away with substantial six-figure and in some cases sometimes low seven-figure investment portfolios to be able to retire when they want.
So those that did take a hit, and many of them, obviously many Americans did, what kind of percentage of their fortune or their nest egg would you say were they losing here in the recession?
My guess is that a lot of them saw declines of anywhere from 20 to 40%. But I think that the real big issue is that it wasn't so much the decline in their investment portfolio as it was a wake-up call for them to say, holy cow, what if I, had retired a year or two earlier and all of a sudden I'm down 20 or 40% in my portfolio, would I be in big trouble? And I think that is the main reason why people are continuing to work, because they realize that perhaps the amount that they thought that they would need is probably not going to be enough to see them through. And it's a real big concern for folks. I mean, years ago I did research, I surveyed like 5,000 different baby boomers, and the number one fear is the fear they're going to outlive their money. And it's a very common thing, because nowadays only about 15 to 25% of Americans actually have a traditional pension. The vast majority of us are going to have to live on whatever we've saved, plus Social Security. And, of course, we know what kind of financial shape that's in, too.
So in a sense, though, you're saying they're very right to be fearful. How can they avoid this potential nightmare, really?
Well, without a doubt, the biggest mistake that I see people make is they actually retire when what they really want is a break. So, as an example, all too often I'll see people in their 50s or 60s who retire, or they take an early incentive offer because they think they're ready to stop working, or frankly, they're just fed up with work and they've had enough and they decide to walk away. But after a few months or a few years, they find themselves bored, they're kind of restless, they want to go back to work. So I always tell people that, before you decide to fully retire, discuss a phased retirement or a flexible work schedule with your employer. It's really important that, people explore all their options before they retire. Because here's the big thing, Michael, is that if they're fortunate enough to work with a company or an institution that will, let's say, do a phased retirement, and this is basically where, let's say they're working 5 days a week now, perhaps they can cut it back to 4 days per week or 3 days per week with a corresponding pay cut. So gaining just that extra day or two a week of free time may be just what the doctor ordered for these people. And there are some substantial benefits to doing this. It's like, you have to realize that every year that they earn an income is another year they get to defer money into their 401k or 403b. It's another year they get to lower their taxable income because they're putting money into those plans. It's also another year that they allow their savings to continue to grow tax deferred. And potentially it's another year that they can postpone taking Social Security. And ultimately, the longer they wait, the higher it's going to be. So there's lots of benefits to them for waiting.
I'm talking to Bill Losey, a certified retirement advisor, financial planner. You can find him online at billlosey.com. That's L-O-S-E-Y. That phase retirement, I'm ready to start that right now, Bill. Is there any kind of a limit, an age limit, typically, when it comes to beginning a phase retirement?
T- typically, if it's a formal program, you know, with a large employer or a college, for example, there usually are some age requirements. And in many cases, you have to be, you know, age 55 or over, and a lot of cases, age 60 or 65 or over. You know, and there's a huge benefit to the company or the institution too, because you know typically people in their 50s and 60s are in their peak earning years. So if all of a sudden you know the employee decides to take a phase of retirement where they're only going to be working 50% of the time, the bottom line is the institution now only has to pay 50% of the salary as well. So it frees up a lot of cash for a lot of businesses. And what I would say is that you know people should check with their human resource department. And even if there is no formal phased retirement program, now would be a really great time to start sort of planting the seed, because you know, in light of you know how the economy is recovering, and how businesses are still hurting and very, very cautious, it's a great benefit for the employer because they're still able to hold on and retain a valued long-term employee, mm-hmm. but more so they get to free up again, say 40 or 50% of a person's salary, which then either can go straight to their profits, or they can now use that money to hire a new younger person, perhaps for a fraction of those savings.
Now you say that things can obviously change as the market moves up and down, but bottom line is when you are set to retire, how much money should you have either A, as a single person or as a couple if you are ready to step into full retirement?
Well, if you're fortunate enough to have a pension and Social Security, the amount that you need in savings will generally be a small amount. So let's focus on the vast majority of your listeners that don't have a traditional pension and are going to be relying on Social Security. As a general rule of thumb, and I say general rule of thumb, you will probably need at a minimum 20 times the amount of what you expect your annual income need to be. So as an example, let's say that you say, hey, I'm going to need $25,000 a year in order to retire. You take $25,000, you multiply that by 20 years, you need $500,000 minimum in order to be able to live, hopefully, for the next 30 years.
I see. That's quite a pile of money. Now, if you're nowhere near that amount, if you maybe have saved up if you have a couple hundred thousand dollars and you're, 5-10 years away from retirement, so what can you do at that point?
Well, bottom line is, as you're approaching retirement, there's a couple things you want to do, but my favorite strategy is to downsize and simplify. So to the extent that you can move to a smaller home, to the extent that you can move to a cheaper neighborhood, to the extent you can move to a cheaper state, all those things add up. I always talk to people about downsizing their cars, go from 3 cars to 2, 2 cars to 1 if that's mm-hmm. possible. I think another really important thing here too, Michael, is that I think the years or the times of a traditional retirement where you work for 30 or 40 years and then you discontinue working, for a lot of people are really over. I mean, that's the way my parents did it, that's the way my grandparents did it. But I think for our generation and for people that are retiring now, a lot of these baby boomers actually want to reinvent themselves and actually want to continue to be active. And actually earning an income, it just may not be in the field or with the company that they're in now. Mm-hmm. So I'm always telling people that they should really start planning their exit and their reinvention at least 5 years in advance, so that it gives them time to really sort of train and to get acclimated, to this new skill set, and potentially a lower income.
Sure, maybe join the circus even. One last question, Bill: the housing market crash. How has that affected the retirement plans of many of those you work with?
For the people that I work with, it has not affected them because these are people, for the most part, that have been in their houses for 15 or 20 years or even longer. However, if somebody was in one of the states, for example, Florida or Nevada or California, or even Arizona, where prices are down 50% and 60%, for somebody that bought in the mid 2000s, they are severely underwater, and if they were banking on the equity in their home, that has all but vanished, and that's one of the main reasons why people are now saying they're going to postpone retirement, because they understand that they can't bank on that anymore.
I see. Bill Losey, a certified retirement advisor and financial planner. You can find him online at billlosey.com, billlosey.com. Bill, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Hey, anytime, Michael.
We'll be right back to wrap things up. 1320 WILS.